Tobias Altschaffel covers Bayern Munich for Sport Bild. He was one of the reporters who broke this story. Bayern Munich is in North America, and their tour. We're very pleased to be joined by Tobias Altschaffel. Tobias, thanks so much for joining us on the Jeff Blair Show. What's the reaction? I mean, this is a big story here, and it's a big story in North America for Major League Soccer. But what's the reaction been like to this signing on the part of Bayern Munich fans or on the part of the German media? Is it just viewed as another young player Bayern Munich is going to get?
No, it's not another young player or just another young player. It's not the biggest story because, to be honest, in Germany, we didn't know Davis some weeks ago. But now that we hear it's for about, as you said, $13 million, I think it can be even more at the moment. It can be 14 million euros. So it's, I don't know, $50 million. It's really a big amount of money for a young player, and that's why the focus is now on Davis, because we didn't know him, and now Bayern is spending so much money for a young player, and that's why now everybody wants to know what is this guy all about. And yeah, I think it's part of the new strategy of Bayern Munich, because they are not able to buy the biggest player in the world like Mbappé or Griezmann from France. But the new strategy is to buy the best talented players all over the world. And that's why they said, okay, let's spend 14 million euros for Davis.
How will that go over with Bayern fans? You know, the fact that they will be, with, you know, as you say, it's part of a new strategy. There's a long history of success with Bayern Munich. And generally what Bayern Munich tries to do, generally it works out. Whatever they try to do, it's probably going to work out. But does that mean fans have to adjust their sights a little bit to get used to this, as opposed to having Bayern Munich be a player in, you know, you mentioned Mbappe in that type of a market? Will fans have to adjust their sights because of that? Or, you know, will the fact that Bayern is still likely going to be successful in the Bundesliga be enough for fans?
Some parts of the fans want to have the big players like Mbappé or Martial, for example, from Manchester United. But a lot of fans say, okay, it's good that they don't do the big money-wasting thing like Manchester City or Paris are doing. And they say, okay, it's good to have our strategy and not to spend too much money. And as the last years showed, I mean, they were not in final of the Champions League, but they were playing Real Madrid in semi-final, and it was really close that they could get to the final. Of course, they might not be the big favorite next season or the next years for winning the Champions League title. But I think the Bayern Munich fans accept that a healthy club is better than spending too much money to win maybe the Champions League title once and then have a lot of problems. So they are satisfied with the strategy of the club and say, okay, let's don't do the crazy things like all the other teams with the money from Qatar or the money from I don't know where. Let's do our thing and our Bavarian own strategy that is not like always buying the best and the most expensive player.
What type of team will Alphonso Davies be joining? I mean, you talked about how Bayern Munich has adjusted its thinking a little bit here, but will he be joining an organization, you know, for our listeners, will he be joining an organization that has a history of nurturing and developing young players? You know, can he expect to see action in the first team at some point? How would you describe what he is joining?
I mean, the whole identity of the club is to have talented players coming up to the first team. It was Schweinsteiger, Thomas Müller, Philipp Lahm, David Alaba. They were all young players that grew up in the club and became world stars at Bayern Munich. And the club wants this again. I don't know if Davis has chances in his first year when it comes to Bayern to play in the first team. I think he just should adapt the first season to the circumstances and learn, and maybe in the second season when he's really full part of the team, there are more chances to play in the first team. But I think when he's coming in January, he has a half a year to learn and just to see what it's all about in Munich.
What are expectations for Bayern Munich this year? I mean, it seems to be a team going through a little bit of a transition phase. There are some older players in that team. Obviously Germany's World Cup performance wasn't what a lot of people expected. Certainly wasn't what I expected. And, you know, I think the Bayern Munich players are very much an important part of that team. What are expectations like this year? It almost seems, is there a chance, do you think, that there might be kind of a bit of a gray cloud over the whole Bundesliga and over Bayern Munich just because of what happened with the World Cup? And how important is it to sort of change what people are talking about?
That's a good question, the question with the gray cloud and what will it affect to Bundesliga. First of all, I think it's an advantage for Niko Kovac, the new coach, that Germany didn't do well at the World Cup, because he can now work with the players. Otherwise, they would have come 3 or 4 weeks later to Munich. Bayern Munich, as you said, there's a transformation. The old players, Ribery and Robben, it should be their last season at Bayern Munich, but still Bayern is the big favorite for Bundesliga. I think they will win Bundesliga again. It would be the seventh time in a row. Champions League, as I mentioned, it could be different, but they're always candidate for quarterfinal or semifinal. And there is a big discussion about the quality in Bundesliga and what about the World Cup, and does the World Cup show that something in Bundesliga is going wrong and something at the national team is changing? So I'm excited what the new season will be about and how the fans will react.
Why do you think, Tobias, that so many North American players have had success going over to the Bundesliga? You know, leaving Davies aside for a minute. I mean, even, you know, we haven't been blessed with a lot of great players, but we've had players like Paul Stalteri, Kevin McKenna, who've gone over to Germany, played well, had good careers, and of course there've been an awful lot of American players that have gone over to Germany and had good careers. What is it about the Bundesliga that seems to make it open to North American players in general?
That's a good question. I think they adapt easily, and they're very, very focused. The Canadian players focused on work and no other things. And I had contact with Owen Hargreaves when he grew up in Munich, and he was like, I concentrate on the things that happen on the pitch and nothing else, very focused. And I think in Germany, that's good mentality to work with, because we are very, okay, don't concentrate on your big car or on advertisement or anything. Concentrate on what is on the pitch. And Canadian players seem to me perfect for that.